They called it hog head cheese. My parents did.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Seed, the kernel.
And what about the same thing in a cherry?
I guess it'd be called the same thing, wouldn't it?
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
I call that a clingstone, I guess.
And what about one whose meat comes away easily?
That's a freestone.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, they're snap beans.
Okay. And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
You mean the names of them?
Uh-huh.
Well, then what we call butter bean, and then there's a English, of course, that's peas, and there's a butter pea that's in between a bean and a pea, and then there's that Kentucky wander, Valentine bean. Usually they have to be shelled. Quite a variety of names in that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people eat?
Well, you don't eat the top of the beets, do you?
Well, I don't know. Some people do, I think.
Well, they might, but we never did.
Well, what do you call the tops of turnips?
Call them greens, turnip greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasting ears, I reckon, I guess. Don't know why they call it roasting, though, when they boil, they.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Oh, my. That's a skunk.
Have you ever had any dealings with skunks?
I never have, only that a neighbor has one that's a pet up here.
For heaven's sake.
And they've had it de-skunked, I guess you might call it.
Uh-huh.
You can have that done, and they make cute little pets.
They're pretty things.
They sure are.
What do you call a little creature that lives near the water, and it just hops along the ground?
Live near the water?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not many of them around here, I don't believe.
Maybe about this big around.
Kind of leathery skin, and he goes, karoo, karoo.
Is that, you don't mean something like a squirrel or a rabbit?
No, this one doesn't have fur on it.
Eats flies. Goes, hop, hop, hop.
Well, now there's a little flying squirrel, but he doesn't necessarily
stay
near the water.
No, this is another kind of animal. One that
some of them in the springtime go,
oh, you mean a frog?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Getting a whole orchestra going in here. Well, do you have a particular name for the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Yeah. He's a frog, but I'd... or a toad, rather.
Okay.
Frog.
And what do you call the big ones that live in the water?
Bullfrogs, all right.
And what about smaller ones that chirp?
Well, they must be little spring frogs.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Well, they're eel worms or fishing worms. Let's see, what do they call them? Eel worms, I reckon, don't they?
Okay. Well, now, are the eel worms the long ones? What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and they fly around the water?
You don't mean a mosquito, do you?
Yeah, uh-huh.